Are you sick of people asking you, what do you want to be when you grow up? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I remember when I graduated high school and again when I graduated college, feeling overwhelmed with this idea of what am I going to do for the rest of my life? What does God want me to do? What do my parents want me to do? What do I want to do? Am I allowed to really choose? There are so many questions that go through your head as you're in these big transition periods and you're thinking about, especially as a believer, this idea of calling. And that's what today's Devo is going to address. It's called Who Are You Called To? By Emma Shesso. When I was in my final year of high school, I dreaded the moment when people asked me, "Do you know what you want to do?" It felt like something was wrong with me when I replied, "I don't know." There were so many different paths I could take. How could I ever figure out what God was calling me to? I wanted to serve the Lord, but had no clue what exactly He wanted me to do. Eventually, I buckled down, held my breath, and made a choice about what to pursue after high school. I'm still not sure where God will take me on the path I've chosen, but I trust that He's leading the way. One thing that has been helpful is that my perspective on how I will serve the Lord has changed. You see, in high school, I was obsessed trying to figure out what lifelong career God wanted me to commit to. However, I've since learned that calling is not so much about what God has called you to do, but who He has called you to. Ever since humans first rejected God and sin entered the world as a result, God has been on a mission to bring the world back to Himself. He sent His perfect Son, Jesus, to take the punishment for our sins by dying on the cross. Jesus defeated sin and death by rising to life, making the way for us to be forgiven and made new by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah! And now the final part of God's master plan is underway as we wait for the day Jesus will return and renew the heavens and the earth. We are called to encourage and teach others to come to God through Christ. All along, people have been the focus of this rescue operation. So people are the focus of our callings. God is calling each and every one of us to be a part of His beautiful mission to bring His redeeming love to people throughout the world. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Hopefully you feel better already. Thinking about our future can sometimes be stressful. But we find freedom in the good news of Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection from the grave. We get to hand over our worries to God and take part in His mission. How could remembering God's love and how Jesus has already done all that was needed to save and redeem us help relieve the pressure in your life? 1 Peter 4:10 says, "Use whatever gift you have received to serve others." What spiritual gifts and natural abilities or talents has God given you? How could you use those to serve others? As you and I can read in Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I, Jesus, have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew, chapter 6, verses 31 through 34, as well as chapter 22, verses 37 through 39, and chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. And finally, 1 Peter, chapter 4, verses 8 through 11, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. I'm sure you've struggled with what we're talking about in today's Devo, and I'm sure you have friends that are struggling with the same thing. So I encourage you to share today's Devo with them, whether that be on social media or just sending them a link. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called A Lying Mind with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.